Carols and Scriptures for Advent, a devotional songbook from the C.S. Lewis Institute. November 29th, a reflection on Angels We Have Heard on High by Dr. Randy Newman, former Senior Fellow for Apologetics and Evangelism at the C.S. Lewis Institute. Quote, suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." End quote. Luke chapter 2, verses 13 through 14. Angels are pretty amazing creatures. They've been around a very long time, and they've seen some truly awesome wonders. The creation of the world, the parting of the Red Sea, and all the other miracles in the Bible. And yet, they find some things worth singing about, like the arrival of the long-expected Messiah. In fact, they still marvel at the gospel. After reminding us that the prophets, quote, searched intently and with the greatest care, trying to find out the time and circumstances to which the Spirit of Christ in them was pointing, end quote, Peter adds, quote, even angels long to look into these things, end quote. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 10 through 12. Tragically, we can slip into a been there, done that mood about Christmas. It can be just another repeat of the annual burden of added tasks on our already crowded to-do list. Presents to buy, decorations to put up, cards to send, and special foods to prepare. Somewhere in all this, the wonder of the arrival of the Messiah can get lost. It doesn't help that strains of Christmas carols, even great ones like Angels We Have Heard on High, blur into the background as we go up and down aisles in the grocery store or wait for coffee at Starbucks. Let's be sure to take time to join the angels in marveling at this awesome God. It's glorious, isn't it? He's the God of highest heaven, and yet he brings peace to those on whom his favor rests. Some times of stillness and quiet must become part of our annual Advent rituals. Then we can break that silence and sing Gloria in Excelsis Deo. Let's pray. Great God in the highest heaven, may you stir wonder and awe in me each day during this Advent season. May I marvel, just as the angels did and still do, that you would choose to pour out your grace on me. Amen.